Oh my gosh, hi. Carson is not here today. It is just half of the hockey girls. So it's just me, Avery. Carson is literally in Europe right now and sadly was not able to make a Zoom call or voice memos work. So I decided, kind of last minute, but I thought it would be fun. I have my mom here. Mom,
hi.
This is Cindy.
Hi.
Huge Golden Knights fan, and we're here to talk hockey. Yeah. Yes. Are you excited, Mom?
I'm excited. I'm honored to be on the podcast.
I think it's going to be fun. It was very last minute, which I didn't expect, so thank you.
Well, you're so welcome. You're lucky I was available.
Oh, yeah. I'm so lucky. So lucky.
So lucky.
But
usually I'm very, very busy.
You're so busy. It's scary.
Here I am.
Here she is. She's here. So we're going to talk, first of all, cup finals. It's happening. We're finally in the finals.
Took a while.
Fucking ages.
It did.
Like, there was a record amount of game sevens that it just took so freaking long.
But
before we get into the actual final itself between the two teams, we need to talk about the Rangers because I'm not over it.
No. We have a little bit of resentment there.
Oh, I will always have resentment.
And I get it.
Good. So it was Rangers in Tampa, game six. It was in Tampa. Rangers were finally eliminated. And God, that game pissed me off more than most things.
It was brutal. It really was brutal.
It was so bad. There were so many things. Yeah, it started with, first of all, our mom's favorite, Capo.
We know.
Scratched.
Poor Capo.
It was a healthy scratch for the first time in his entire life. Like, he has never been a healthy scratch, ever.
Yeah, not good. Not a good game to be scratched from, either.
It was so, no one knows why. They asked Gallant, and as much as I love Gallant, you know this.
We do.
He didn't even have an answer. He was like, I don't know. No comment. Like, just no.
Maybe he just didn't want to tell. I don't know.
There literally wasn't a reason.
I know.
So it makes no sense. And poor Capo. Everyone's wondering if this affects his contract for next year. I don't think it will.
I hope not.
If anything, he's been like overperforming in postseason, which was.
Maybe he just did something to piss somebody off and they just didn't want him to play in that game.
I don't know what he did. It's
kind of. Was Capo out partying the night before?
Capo would never.
I just don't know.
Capo would never.
I don't think so either.
Exactly. So that was problem number one, because the kid line was not together.
No, not at all.
Now, the biggest problem was the officiating of game six.
Horrific.
What was it?
It was horrific.
What are the rules? Were there any? I don't know.
They were. It was bad all the way around.
It was so bad. It was so bad. Like, just the one that really sticks out to me is Nikita Kucherov literally ran straight into Shesterkin,
went to
the net, and there was no interference call.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a BS right there.
Boy did not have the puck. He was not going in for like a hit. He didn't even try to stop. It was just
he didn't even try to stop. That's the thing I couldn't believe.
It's like, what is goalie interference? Can you tell me? Because I don't think you can.
I don't even think that they know.
Exactly. They don't. They're making it up. And I'm pissed off.
That's like, go along. Absolutely.
The other thing they're making up, apparently, we're back to the whole hand passes going into the cup final, because the second goal for Tampa in that game was by Steven Stamkos, which I got words for him in a minute, but that second goal should not have counted. It should have been overturned. He hit it in with his hand.
It should have been overturned. You're absolutely right.
Hit it in with his hand, and it was very distinct. It was very clear, yet the ref was right there saying, fuck it, it's a goal.
And it makes no sense. That should not have been a goal.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Anywhere else, it wouldn't have been a goal.
Exactly. At this point, I literally, I would not be surprised if Bettman told, like, the refs or anything, just like, hey, just get Tampa to the final, because a three-peat is, like, marketing gold for them.
It is. It's huge. That's what they want.
That's why
they wanted this to go long as it could, and then they want Tampa in the finals. That's just what it is.
Tampa's played, like, absolute shit this whole postseason.
Yep.
Like, it's – they shouldn't be there. They really shouldn't. I stand by that. It's crap. But, God, Steven Stamkos.
Bless him.
No, I hate him.
I know this, but I'm just saying, like, it's just not cool.
No, No, because he doesn't do literally anything the entire postseason, and then he hits one goal in with his hand, and all of a sudden he's the savior again. No.
And even in the third period, wasn't the goal deflected off his knee?
Like, I think that's the one we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
That, or it was the first goal.
I think it was the first goal then.
Yeah, it was just all around not good. Pissed me off even more so than he already does. God.
Yes, I know.
But, like, honestly, the most emotional part, as hard as that game was to watch, it was the end of season press conference with Chris Kreider. You know all about this.
I love
Chris Kreider. But did you see what happened?
With the
– No, that was something else. That was during
the season. Oh, no, then I didn't see it.
This was after the season was officially over. They do their end of season press conferences and all that. So Kreider was asked about Mika and, like, how he stepped up during playoffs, and it was so emotional. Kreider literally started crying.
Aww.
And then Mika literally walked in the room. He wasn't even doing anything. He walks in. He's like, "I'm here for emotional support." And I was like,
"Oh my God, that's the best."
Can we talk about best friends?
Chris Kreider, you go.
Love. And Mika. That's we all know I love Mika so much. So this literally made me, like, cry just as it was. I saw pictures of it, and I was like, "Oh my God."
That's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
If anything, it should be either one of them named captain next year. I don't know how Kreider hasn't gotten the C yet, but if it's not him or not Mika, I will be shocked.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Now, do you think the game would have had a different outcome if it had been in New York?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
I really do.
Because of officiating or because of the fans?
You know what? Actually, I take that back. I don't think it would have been not because of the fans, but because of the officiating. Like, that seems like the real issue.
Right.
That was the issue in, like, games 4 and 5 also. It was like prison rules. Like, there were no actual calls. It was ridiculous. Softest looking call I've ever seen in my life.
I would have loved for them to have won that game and gone back to a game 7 in New York.
They went to a game 7 in New York. I think there was a fair chance that they could take it.
Yeah. I totally agree with that.
Oh, yeah. So that hurt.
We've been to MSG and games there, so it does get a little rowdy.
I told Zaretsky that if they made it to the final, I was going to come back, and he was like, "Oh my God."
I know. Yeah. I bet he was upset. I thought about him too when they lost. Actually,
I would not want to be around him when they lost that game.
Yeah, no.
My heart broke.
It was brutal. Yeah.
And on top of that, poor Zaretsky. I don't know if he's listening to this, but if he is, I'm so sorry. But, like, the Chicklets crew was just roasting the shit out of him after that.
Well, yes, they do.
Dragging him through the mud. And I was just like, the poor dude. Can I hug him?
If you're listening, other Avery, we were thinking about you.
Literally, we're twins. You need a twin hug. It just.
Yeah. What was that?
I think that was a motorcycle. that was weird. That was not fun. Okay. But so all of that tragic game 6, Rangers.
All of that. Which now two of your favorite teams.
Fuck me. I hate it. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know I absolutely despise Tampa, and I have an extreme personal vendetta against Colorado.
So I said to Avery, I'm like, okay, if they go to the finals, who are you rooting for? She's like, I'm out. I'm done.
And you know what? I'm not even that far off because I did not watch game one. I did not watch game one. I went to a workout class and I was like, well, sucks.
I did. And wow, it was quite the game one.
I saw highlights after. I saw the stats. It was pretty crazy, but I can't say I'm surprised. So basically, game one, Avalanche won in overtime, thanks to Andre Burakovsky, who's not my favorite person, but whatever, you know. Scored,
he's a good player.
Massive freaking goal to win in overtime. The funniest thing is I saw the picture of him right after he won. His glove was like ratchet. Like, you could see the palm of his hand.
Dang.
I'm like, you scored an overtime winner in a game one cup final wearing that?
Wow.
Like, someone fix him.
He just wanted it to be over because he scored it so quickly. A minute 23 into overtime, he wanted to be done and get a new glove.
I honestly, that's probably why.
He's like, I'm going to score and get us out of here, and we're done.
Literally, it's like, who's the equipment manager? Did he ask for those gloves? What's going on?
Exactly.
That actually concerned me. It was so trippy. But
pretty funny.
summary of this game is that Tampa got their asses handed to them in the first period. They got embarrassed real quick, and I'm not sorry.
Yeah, it was surprising start, sure.
I don't even think it's surprising because they should not have been in the final. They're not that good. This season specifically, no.
Yeah, I definitely think they're not as good as they have been the last two seasons.
No, absolutely not. Like the back-to-back, I'm like, okay, cool. You did earn it. That's cool. Loaded lineup. Great. This year, I was like, you guys literally are underproducing. It's just, you suck. Like, why are you here? You're here because it's marketable.
That's right.
I stand by that. Put it on a t-shirt. That's why. So, but Avalanche said, fuck you, Tampa, within the first few minutes. Thank you to Landeskog, a.k.a. the Swedish Dilf.
Love you. Yeah.
Love you.
He's a machine.
To be fair, I also did not make up that nickname. I saw someone else say it, and I was like, it's stuck.
You say it all the time.
I say it all the time.
All the time.
I won't even say his name, and Mom, you'll know exactly who I'm referring to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
It's so funny. But so he opened up the scoring, followed by two more on the Avs in first period alone. Tampa was able to finally get one in the first period, but my God, they were not ready.
But no, well, no, and the Avs came out fast and furious, you know.
They knew.
Yep.
They know that Tampa should not be here.
They did.
Exactly. So game two is tonight, I believe. It's still in Denver.
Tonight, yep, still in Denver.
Still in Denver. I said, I'm probably not going to watch it anyways. But but I would say we're officially putting aside the personal vendetta with their rookie and rooting for the Avs.
Wow. Okay, everyone hear that?
Yeah.
Here first.
I know.
That is shocking to me.
I can't for Tampa. They suck ass. They suck. They're so bad. They're just annoying.
Let's be honest. They're not bad.
They're annoying as fuck.
Yeah, I know.
Excuse me, but they are.
But so is Colorado.
They're not. Honestly, if I had to pick a more annoying fan base and team, it would be Tampa. Wow. I think that's how I'm going about this final.
Okay. That's fair. Yeah. Everyone's entitled to their opinion.
My God, Hans would be so proud right now.
Hans.
For those of you who don't know, I went to college with a guy from Denver and right outside of Denver, and he didn't know anything about hockey, but we had a project together that we did on hockey, like one of our finals. So I dragged him to an Islanders game, and then he like claimed he was a Colorado hat. He claimed he was an Avalanche fan, like by proxy. And I was like, all right, fair. I'll take it. I'm proud of you. You're accepting the sport. So he's happy to know they're in the finals. Yeah, it was fun. But yeah, so game two is tonight. It's still in Denver. Games three and four are in Tampa. And in between three and four is supposedly when the NHL awards will take place in Tampa.
Yeah.
Which is about time because I need Trevor Zegras to win the fucking Calder.
I know. Can we vote? I would vote 1,000 times.
Bucci voted, but he didn't vote for Trevor.
I know this. I know.
I know.
We love you, Trevor. We're big fans.
I love him. I love him.
He is the cutest.
I have his jersey. Think about that.
I know.
It costs way too fucking much, but.
Well, they all do. But that's part of, you know, the beautiful marketing and the NHL.
Honestly, Ducks jerseys cost twice as much because they don't sell them with players on it.
Which is so weird.
I told you about that, right? When I was there. Yeah.
So weird.
And then they didn't tell me that it cost like an extra 100-something to put his name on it. I was like, oh, fuck that.
Like, oopsie.
That's so weird. Because they literally didn't tell me. I was like, I was just going to do this blindly, which one, of course I was, but two.
I don't think you cared at the moment what it cost. So
I did like a little.
Not really.
Well, because I thought it was the price of
only when she told you before.
Exactly, that's when it matters.
Yes, 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 yes.
But yeah, so game two tonight, Denver. I think Tampa's going to come out really strong.
I do too.
Because they were not ready the other day, and I feel like they're going to use the whole like, oh, we had too many days off, whatever. But like,
of course they will.
Avalanche had more days off than you did, so like, shut up.
Yep.
Yeah, you got the Rangers too.
One trivia question for you. Are you ready? I did a little homework. I did a little research.
Aww.
God. in my, you know, hour before I knew that I was doing this.
It really was really late.
Well, who was the last NHL team to make three consecutive appearances in the Cup final? And do you know when it was?
Was it the Penguins?
No.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead.
Penguins sounds like about right.
Guesses. You get three strikes. Four, but we'll go with it.
I don't know. How long? Can you tell me how long ago it was?
It was 1983, 84, and 85.
Oh, shit. I was thinking like recent.
No, it has not happened very often. No. In fact, this is the only other team.
Is it Red Wings?
It is not.
It's like they were good around then.
Next. It's a team. Okay, let's see if I can give you a hint.
Who was on it? Anyone I would know?
I don't know who was on it at the time. I know who's on the team now. And they were in the playoffs. They were
that's so general.
I know. Well, it's a Canadian team.
Oh, fuck.
It was the Oilers.
That's what I was going to say next. Because I was like, if you were going to say they were in the other finals, I'd be like, oh, it's Oilers.
Yeah. It was the Oilers. The last.
I feel like I maybe did hear that when they were in the Western final.
You probably did.
The last team to
appear in three consecutive Cup finals in 83, 84, 85. Found that very interesting. I didn't know that. There you go, fans. Fun fact for the day.
Fun. And now we've gone downhill all this way to fucking Tampa.
Then here we are with Trampa.
This should be interesting. But yeah, so finals still going on. NHL awards are coming up, but it is officially off season for literally every other team.
Yeah.
Which means trades.
Trades.
We're back to some trade news. I don't have a lot yet, but we have some coaching news too that's really freaking surprising.
We specifically, our team got some.
We do, but the most recent was actually, I think, what was it, confirmed today?
It was
yesterday or today?
Yesterday.
John Tortorella is going to coach Philadelphia Flyers.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is going to be complete fucking chaos, and I can't wait. Oh, I'm so excited. Just think about it this way. Mom, so you don't know a lot about Tortorella.
No, I don't, actually.
Okay. He's fucking crazy.
In what way?
There's a video of him trying to fight players on an opposing team in a tunnel.
Oh, dude.
He is off the rails. Sometimes funny. Like, he once did a post-game press conference, and they were asking him questions, and he was like, they were good. We sucked. Next question. They were good. We sucked. Next question. And, that was it. And I was like, oh, shit. And, so there's a little bit that's funny, but then there's, the tunnel fight thing, and I was like, oh, my God.
Well, I just will say then that I'm glad he didn't go to the Golden Knights.
I know. Yeah. I'm glad about our coaching, which we'll get into in a minute. But I'm excited for
the Flyers. Where did he come from?
He got fired from, I believe, the Blue Jackets.
Okay.
Not this season. Not immediate.
Right.
He's been doing some on the point stuff with Bucci.
Interesting.
He's not been coaching for a hot minute, but I believe the last team he coached was the Blue Jackets.
Okay.
Yes.
If I'm
wrong, DM me, tell me I'm wrong. But but he's fucking crazy. And you know who else on the Flyers is fucking crazy? Gritty.
Oh, I was going to say, he's not really on the Flyers. That was going to be my answer. But
he's going to make Tort's life a living hell.
Well,
it's going to be a fight at some point. It's going to be Tort's versus Gritty, and someone's going to get kneecapped, and I can feel it.
And you're going to love that. Oh my God.
It's going to be the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's insane. Also, I believe, who's the one? Is it? There's a player who literally was on Torts' team on the Blue Jackets that just recently got traded to the Flyers.
I feel
like I heard about that, and I'm just I'm worried for you.
Because he knows what's coming.
Yeah. Now I gotta check. Cause it was just concerning. Yeah, so it is. It's Cam Atkinson.
Okay.
He's on the Flyers now. And
so he's prepared for what's coming. Where is he?
I'm like, he can't escape him.
Correct.
You can't escape Tortorella. And it's going to be interesting for sure. I feel like it's fitting the aggression of like the Flyers fans and Torts, but.
It might be a good mix, you know?
But Gritty is just going to throw everything.
It's not quite like Philadelphia.
No.
So this might be a good fit for them.
It might be, but at the same, that's what people are saying. They're like, oh my God, it makes so much sense. But at the same time, I'm like, I can't wait to see all of the chaos that just goes on. Cause you know, it's going to be.
Yeah. Oh, well, without a doubt.
Exactly. The other coaching news that we have is a little bit of a two-parter. So first, it was a few weeks ago, Bruce Cassidy was fired by the Bruins. And if you have been paying any attention to NHL social media, you know how awful it happened. So the dude basically at the end of the season was in a meeting with their management, was told his job was safe and that he would finish his contract for the next year. I believe it was a year. 2 weeks later, Jim goes over to his house, fires him.
Brutal. Just brutal.
Like, I thought some of the things that our management in Vegas
yes.
is bad. This is bad.
Well, this is right on the same level, but it's bad.
Bad, but yeah. Lucky for Bruce Cassidy, he remained unemployed for all of 6 days because Vegas Golden Knights have officially hired him as head coach. I'm excited.
Welcome, Butch Cassidy.
God, I'm excited. I think it'll be a great fit.
Yeah, he's
very, very successful in getting to the postseason.
And he's, from what everything I've heard, he's brutally honest.
Yeah,
with the players about their performance. Telling them exactly.
Yeah. Seems like more of a player's coach for sure.
Yeah. So I think that'll be good for our guys. I really do.
Yeah. I think we can only do good under him. But basically he's coming in here with a record of 292, 155, 53. And a total of 38 postseason wins. And his most successful postseason run was the 18-19 Cup final. He made it to the final where they did lose against the St. Louis Blues.
Well, then I expect us to make it there next year.
He's pretty solid. I'm excited. And even he said that it was a no-brainer coming to Vegas.
Yeah. I think most people would probably feel that way, you know?
I mean.
Except for, you know.
They I have think to do so. With God, I know. I think so. But at the same time, a lot of fans here wanted Barry Trotz to come in, which I strongly disagreed with.
Me too. I did not want that at all.
I don't like his coaching style. I don't like the way he coached the Islanders personally.
I don't think that would have been a good fit at all.
It wouldn't have.
Team. Nope.
No.
So, I feel like they did good. We'll see.
I feel like they did good. I think it'll be interesting to see how the community warms up to him, considering everyone was really pulling for Trotz.
He was already on Mercedes in the morning this morning.
Oh, Bruce was?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting in, digging in, getting to know the community. So I right. like that.
Me know. Too. Because even, like, DeBoer did that, but we were way more skeptical of him.
Well, we were because of the history there, you know.
Oh, yeah. So.
For sure.
I think this one's going to be pretty solid. I'm very excited.
Yeah. I'm excited, too. I think it'll be good. It'll be interesting to see how all the trades play out and the coaching.
God, I'm so scared for offseason. But we did make a very, very big move. I think it was also yesterday, actually.
It was yesterday, yeah.
Yesterday. To help with our cap space issue partially.
Which I don't really love partially. I knew it would probably happen.
But let me explain it. So yesterday, Evgeny Dadonov is lovingly known as Daddy. He was traded to Montreal Canadiens in exchange for their captain Shea Weber.
Yeah. Which is a big trade. That's a big
It's a huge trade.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more that goes into it. So that frees up Daddy's salary to go to the Habs, obviously.
Yep.
We pick up Shea Weber's salary, which is 7 something. I want to say 7.2. I don't know. But Weber has been on long-term injured reserve for over a year. He did not play at all this season.
Yep.
And so we're picking him up and he's immediately going on to long-term, which means we just freed up a shit ton of cap space.
Yeah, true.
So that helps a lot with our forward depth and a lot of our contracts. But at the same time, surprised by this trade at all, because if you remember at the trade deadline, we attempted to get rid of Daddy and dump him to the Anaheim Ducks, but no one.
Because our management is stupid.
Literally. Yeah. So no one looked at his contract to see that there was a no trade clause that involved Anaheim. So he couldn't go to Anaheim. We got made fools out of. Nothing happened when we should have gone for a goalie, in my defense.
But don't even get me started on that.
That is a whole other thing.
Nope, not doing it.
But basically, we got made fools out of at the trade deadline, but now we have Shea Weber on long-term. See, and when he's healthy, dude's a force. Yeah. But he's not, and he's going to be on long-term, and Lord knows how long.
Which, so, I mean, I get why they did it.
I do, too, because we do need the cap space, but at the same time, it's like, we have a lot more pressing issues.
We do.
Who are our goalies? Do we have any? I don't think we do.
Our goalie should be, in my opinion, the number one priority for our team.
We need Gibson, and somehow they are not going for Gibson, which makes absolutely zero sense.
Oh, I know.
That was what I was banking on at the trade deadline, and instead we got mocked. So
our management is not the sharpest. I'm just saying.
Not the best at handling things.
And with the Daddy trade, the best part of the whole deal was the tweet from the Anaheim Ducks. It was the bomb. I completely forgot about that
until you just said that. Do you know,
it's my favorite thing about the whole trade.
I saw it and I sent it to Carson immediately. And she was like, holy shit.
Yeah, tell them what it is. If you guys didn't see it.
We officially announced the Weber trade on Twitter. The announcement was made. All the details were there. And the Anaheim Ducks came in from the fucking top rope and just responded, you sure?
I mean, killed it.
That was pregnant.
That was classic. It really was.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. So, like, even if you're upset about the trade,
right,
you've got to laugh at that.
It was genius.
It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. But so Vegas still has a lot of issues to work out regarding our entire fucking roster.
Yes.
Like Keegan Kolesar, he just had surgery.
Yeah.
On what? I have no idea. Everyone had surgery. Mark Stone had surgery.
Robin Leonard had surgery.
I think Brassois had surgery. Like,
let's get it together.
Priority is a goalie. Priority, because I don't like Logan Thompson. I absolutely fucking hate Logan Thompson. Everyone who knows me knows that. Personally, as a player, all of it. Do not like him. He needs to go. But Brassois is injured. Robin Leonard, when he's healthy, still has not been that great. So what the fuck are we doing?
Leonard needs to go. In my opinion, that's just me personally.
He does. He underperformed his first real season as a starter.
He's just not in sync with our team. I don't think it's a good fit. I don't think it just
as a person work. Love the dude, seems super good.
I'm sure, right? He's a fabulous person, but
as a goaltender, I don't think he is his best. He had a time when he was awesome, when he was with the Islanders, fucking unstoppable, and that's great, but here he has not done well. I agree. A legitimate starting goalie, or get Brassois to full health, because he's really solid when he's good. So, and this is only the beginning of the off season.
Yeah, this is legit just starting.
More
that'll be happening, no doubt.
God, for sure. But until then, check in for game two tonight, Tampa at Colorado.
Yeah, any predictions?
Oh, Abs are going to take it. I can feel it. Tampa is awful.
Yeah, I do.
They are. They're going to come out strong and try and fight. But
I do think I'm going to go out on a limb.
Officiating is also trashy.
I'm going to say Tampa's going to take this one. We'll see. I think they'll take it.
I hope it's different refs than the Eastern Final. That was just fucked up. Because if it's the same way they're going to officiate the Eastern Final, then give them the cup now and tell us all to go fuck off. Like, this, that's not how this works. So
marketing people will not do that.
Oh God. You know, they're already making 3-piece shirts and it's disgusting.
Oh my gosh. No,
it's awful. So everyone pray for Tampa.
I do not know this. There hasn't ever been a three-peat.
I don't think there has.
I don't believe there has either.
No, there has, but there is one player who was on the Blues the year before, won the cup, has been on Tampa the 2 years that they won the cup, and he's now in the final again. So he's on like Gretzky watch for cups. Pat Maroon. He is pissing me the fuck off.
Pat Maroon, he's good.
He's good. He is good, and he shows up when he needs to. He gets in deep, throws the bodies. Like, he's solid, okay?
Yes, he's a good player.
But for fuck's sake, let him lose.
Sometimes they just...
I've had enough. So
they won't do it.
So God knows how this final's going to go. It's a lose-lose situation either way.
I will tell you, it's going to be a really good series. Obviously, if all the games are like game one, forget about it. It's going to be a good series, and it will go all the way.
Well, I hope so. It'll at least be somewhat entertaining.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. You know, if Tampa has to win, at least the Avs will give them a good run for their money.
True. If it does feel like that, yeah. So
that's my opinion.
It'll be interesting.
Definitely. Sure.
There's going to be a few games before next week's episode. If we cannot get Carson in, I will figure out something fun. I promise. We really did try to get her into this, and it was just a little very last minute. She couldn't make it happen.
She's having so much fun in Ireland right now. So I don't know.
I know. I'm so fucking jealous.
Me too.
She went to like a Guinness Museum day one. I was like, dude, fuck off.
And I saw her video of the Irish band. I'm like, no, I'm so jealous.
I know. And I have a month and a half of looking at all that shit.
I know, I am. Exactly.
I'm just kidding. Carson, we love you. We're very happy for you.
We're happy for you. Yeah,
honestly, you're going to have the best fucking time ever.
We just wish we were having that good time too.
No, it'll be, I know. We'll hang out when she gets back.
That's right.
Finally. But so until next week, follow us on social media. We are at @_hockeygirls on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. We are still figuring out TikTok because we're not that good at it, but we're trying, and that's what matters. but new episodes every Friday. Until we wrap up the season, we are going to take our own postseason as well. And yeah, until next week, catch up on our other episodes too. We talked with John Buchigrass. We had Avery Zaretsky on last week. Fun stuff. And also, we're really fucking funny if you haven't noticed already.
That's very true.
Thank you. You're supposed to say that. You're my mom, but thank you.
Right. You're welcome.
So until then, we'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.